Have the floor, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In view of the current debate and expressed views, we believe that state parties have a broad range of touch points concerning the human-machine interaction and the concept of human control. The convergent views would be essential for achieving a shared understanding and productive results. In this regard, allow me to share our view on the matter. Human-machine interaction is of prime importance at the different stages of development, deployment and use of laws, primarily in the targeting loop. This interaction should be built up at every phase from research and development to the targeting cycle, as humans can intervene in the process of programming, testing, validation and execution. Speaking of targeting cycle, it is our firm belief that a person must make the ultimate decision of taking another human being's life. Such moral resolution cannot be delegated to an autonomous weapon system. This means that human control must be exerted over a system's performance of its critical functions of identifying, intercepting, and attacking a certain target. The development of weapon systems that can select and engage their targets without any form of human control is not acceptable. When we talk about the use of lethal force by a machine, such an attack must be authorized by an official in the chain of command. Human intervention in the decision-making process is a necessity. As it was stated by a delegation during the general exchange of views, the subordination of a weapon system to the chain of command must be assured. Several concepts of human involvement circulate within the GGE, including human supervision, meaningful, minimum, sufficient human control, appropriate level of human judgment, etc. The absence of precision and their subjective nature demand these concepts to be further clarified during the debate. At the moment, it would be appropriate to focus on the concept of human control in its broad extent. Human control must be exercised in accordance with the international humanitarian law and international human rights law, and its fundamental principles of distinction, military necessity and proportionality, and precaution. It is a common understanding that IHL is fully applicable to the development and use of laws. These processes should be in conformity with IHL rules and principles whose goals are to protect civilians during a conflict and to limit human suffering done by indiscriminate actions. Law pertains to humans, and accountability cannot be reassigned to any machine. In this regard, officials in the military hierarchy and states must bear moral responsibility for unlawful or indiscriminate hostilities of an autonomous weapon system under their command. As state parties are deeply involved in the selection and engagement processes, they should foresee a weapon system's biases and improper functioning when one performs in a certain environment. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.